This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing Daf HaShavua. We're learning Nedarim. Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara had a Shaila on whether what the Gemara had a Shaila, according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that Rechitza is not an issue of Inoy Nefesh, is it an issue of Dvarim Shabenai Labena? The Gemara said, Mai. Rav Ada Bar Ava said, Mefer. Rav Ada Bar Ava said, you could. Rav Huna Amar Ein Mefer. Rav Huna says, no, you can't be Mefer. Why not? Why can't you be Mefer? Says the Gemara, Shalai Matzinu Shuol Shemes Ba'afar Pir. You never saw a fox die in the dirt of its own lair. An ox is never going to die from the dirt of its own hole. It's familiar with the dirt of its own hole. So too, a man is not going to get injured in his wife. What's the problem if she doesn't bathe, if she doesn't remove the pubic hairs? It's going to injure the guy. The guy knows what to do. It's his own hole. It's his own lair. Says the Ran, Shemes Ba'afar Pir, Ba'afar Chafirasa Shehu Darba Itamid, in the hole that he dug, that he lives there always, Shemetach Shurago Sham, since he's frequent there, Eno Nisko Ba'afar Shal Oisar Guma. Kach Ze Mitach Shehu Ragel, so to this guy, because he's frequent there, Eno Chosh Hashem Tekash Shalai Nima Im Lai Terchatz. We're not afraid that he's going to get damaged by her hair. Fine. Tanya Kavased Rav Ada Bar Abba. We learned in a Braisa in accordance with Rav Ada Bar Abba, who says you could be mefer the neder alt dvarim shabeno elabeno. In other words, Rav Yossi only said it. Rav Yossi only said that it's not considered inoy nefesh, but it would be dvarim shabeno elabeno. Why? Dvarim sheishvan inoy nefesh. Things that are afflictive. Mefer. He could annul it, whether it's something that affects his relationship with her, or whether it's something between him and others. Meaning, if it's something that afflicts her, then he could annul it, and it's going to be effective even for a time when he's not married to her anymore. Shein b'hem inoy nefesh, if it's not afflictive, b'inoy l'b'ina mefer, he could annul it if it's something that affects their relationship. B'inoy l'b'ina achir m'ina mefer. But if it has an effect on the relationship with others, he can annul it. Ketzad, amra koinam peros alai, if she says I afser perosami, hareza yafer, he could annul it. Because it's nidre inoy nefesh. Koinam she'ini oisa lefi'aba. If she said, I'm not going to produce for the mouth of my father, lefi achicha, for the mouth of your brother, lefi avicha, the mouth of your father, lefi achi, the mouth of my brother, in all these cases, or v'shaloi etein tevin lefnei behemtecha, I'm not going to put straw in front of your animal, umayim lefnei bekarcha, or water before your cattle, ein yachal hafer. He can annul it. Because in all these cases, it's not something that afflicts her if she doesn't do it, and it doesn't affect their relationship. But if she says, shaloi ekchal, I'm not going to put on mascara. Shaloi efkois, I'm not going to put on red coloring on my cheek. V'shaloi ashamish mitasi, I'm not going to have relations with you. Yafer, then he's allowed to annul it. Mishum dvarim shebeinoi lebeina, because it's something that affects their personal relationship. Now, what the next thing is, don't ever tell anyone that I learned this with you. Shaloi atzil lecha mitascha. If let's say she says, I'm not going to make your bed. V'shaloi emzog lecha es hakois. I'm not going to dilute your cup. V'shaloi erchatz lecha panecha yadecha v'raglecha. And I'm not going to wash your face, hands, and feet. Ein tzarach l'hafer. He doesn't even have to be made for it, because it's not chal. You know why? Because the wife is obligated to do these things for her husband. That we learned this in Ksubas, that there, that a woman has to work. If she's not working, she's going to lose her sanity. However, if she brings a certain number of attendants into the marriage with her, she might be exempt from certain jobs. However, she still has to do three specific tasks for her husband. She has to make his bed, mix his cup, and wash his hands and feet. I have a very good joke, and remind me to say it when the shir is over. It's mamish kedai. Okay? Then the Gemara says, Ram Gamliel Oimer, and Gamliel says, Yofer, he, even though he doesn't need to annul the nether because it's not chal, because she's meshubit to him, nevertheless, he should do it anyway. Shenemar lo yachel devaray. He should not make his word profane. Meaning, even though it's not a real nether, and if it's not fulfilled, you're not chayiv malkus, still, he should not cause a word to be profaned, even though it's not a nether, but be made for it, so that a word is not treated lightly. Mikan, okay, davar acher lo yachal devaray. He should not break his word. Mikan lechacham shematir nidrei atzmai. You don't break your own word, meaning don't annul your own, you can't annul your own nedarim, but others could annul your nedarim, but a chacham cannot be matir it himself. This is the Braisa. How does this Braisa demonstrate anything about the Shita of Rabbi Yossi? All it seems to say is that Nidrei Inay Nefesh, you could be Mefer. Dvarim She Beinoy Lebeina, you could also be Mefer. Says the Gemara, Man Shaminan De Amar Shalai Ekcho V'Shalai Efkois, Dvarim She Beinoy Lebeina Havyan. Which opinion holds that not putting on makeup and not whether it's eye makeup, cheek makeup, that is considered beino lebeina? Who holds that way? Rabbi Yossi. Say what? Doesn't everybody? No. According to the Chachamim, it's not only beino lebeina, it's also inoy nefesh. We had in the Mishnah. Shaloi eskashed, according to the Chachamim, is even inoy nefesh. So the question is, so whose view is it that shaloi eskashed is only beino lebeina and not inoy nefesh? It must be Rabbi Yossi. The Katani, and yet Rabbi Yossi says, even though you can't be made for it for inoy nefesh, you could be made for it for beinoy lebeina. The Katani de mefer mishum dvarim shabeinoy lebeina. So it's a raya in the world of Rabbi Yossi, even though you can't be made for it for inoy nefesh, you could be made for it for beinoy lebeina. Okay. Now the Braisa said, if she says, I'm not going to have relations, you annul it. Amar mar, v'shaloi eshamesh mitasi, yafer, misham dvarim shabeinoy lebeina. The master said, if I don't have relation, we said earlier, if she says, I'm not going to have relations with you, then you could annul it because of personal matter. Oh, 1 second, let's see the Ran. Says the Ran, Tani kvaset Rav Adarabba mefer beinoy lebeina, that even that according to Rav Yossi could be mefer beinoy lebeina could go into Amra koinim peres baila aleha. You could be mefer whether it's interpersonal. Let's say she says koinim peres baila aleha. She says I asked her the fruits of my husband on me uvein beinoy lebein achirim sha asra peres achirim aleha. Or if she asks her the fruits of others upon her, either way, if it's nidrei inoy nefesh, she could be made for it, whether it's her husband's fruits or others. Koinam shani oisel lefi abba, mefarish v'azal, it goes on to explain, dvarim she'ein bahem inoy nefesh, these are matters that are not afflictive, ubeino lebein achirim, and it's not between her and her husband, mefarish la mekame beinoy lebeina. So it's interesting. First it says Inui nefesh mefer beina lebeina. And, or beina lebeina achirim. In bayam inui nefesh, beina lebeina mefer, beina lebeina achirim, inui mefer. Ketzad, the first case it explains is a case of inui nefesh. Then it picks a case of neither. So the Ran wants to know that first it picks a case that's neither. Mefarish la mekame beina lebeina, mishum de beina lebeina ika plukta, de zimnen mefer vizimnen ein tzarach lahafer. So it seems like first it explains the case that ketzad, amra perois alai hareza yafer, kainam she'eni oisa lefi ava lo yafer. Vishaloi Mishum de Bebeina Lebeina Ika Plukta, because personal matters there's a differentiation. Sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. Shaloi etain teven lefne behemtacha lefne bekarcha ein yachalhafer mishum de loy mishabadna le, because you're not meshubit. Ragamliel Oimer Yafer. Rav Gamliel says you should. Af agav zoi chayal nidra, even though the nether is not chal. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, tzarch lahafir midrabanan. You need to be made for midrabanan. This is going on the view of Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel says that if she says I'm not gonna wash your feet, you should still be made for it, even though it's not chal, so that she doesn't treat nidarim lightly. V'tavra al bal yachel. It's only an asmachta. Davaracher lo yachal davaroi mikan lechacham she'in matir nidrei atzmei kidded arshinan hu einoi moichel aval acherim moichlin loi. Okay, look on the run, the last narrow line. Man shamalei de amar shalai ekho v'shalai efko yizvarm shabeno levenoi hava. Rabbi Yossi, dila rabbanan Mishum nidrei nidrei inoy nefesh shu demefer. You could be mefer because of nidrei inoy nefesh. Mishum shenemar lo yachel devaroi mani Ram Gamlielhi. Didarish he darshins dabru didarish devaroi his word. Even something which is not an absolute nether, it's just speaking. Still, you should not annul it. So you don't act light-handed in the darm. Gemurim hachanami kivin shenagu isur bedvarim hamutarim. Since here too, since you were noyeg isur in mutter words, I think this is going on the next Gemara. Let's see. Amar Mar says Gemara v'shaloya shamish mitasi yafer. If she says I'm not going to have relations, he could annul it mishum dvar mishabeinu lebeina. So the question is, if she said she's not going to have relations, the nether shouldn't be chal. Isn't she mishubit to him to have relations? The same way, it's not chal if she says I make a nether, I'm not going to wash your feet. I can't take that, though, your smelly athlete's feet. I'm not touching your feet anymore. So she makes a nether, and it's not even chal. He doesn't have to annul it. Why? Because she's meshubed. She's meshubed to wash his feet. So too, she's meshubed for tashmish. Hey chidam ilay mida amra hanas tashmish yalayich lomeli hafara hay meshubed eslei. Ella be'oimeres hanoas tashmishchach alai. She says, the ano of your tashmish is usher to me. So she's meshubit to him. The only thing is she can't do it because his relations are now usher to her. Chdrav kahana, damrav kahana, hanoas tashmish alacha. If she says, the ano of my tashmish on you, koifa we force her umishamashtai. And she has to have relations with him because she's meshubit. But if she says anos tashmishcha olai, then of your tashmishami yafer, he has to annul it. Why? meaning other, what he can't force her to live with him. Shein ma'achilin es ha'adam davar asar lai. We don't feed someone something that's asar to him. Man Tana, who is the Tana of the following teaching? Hadatana, that which we learned in a Braisa. Dvarim hamutarim v'achirim na'agu b'hen iser. Let's say permitted items that others have a practice that they're prohibited. So if people have a custom to consider something prohibited, i'ata rashai linoig b'hen heter kidei levatlan. You cannot consider them mutter, meaning in front of these people, in order to be mevatel their minhag, mishum shenemar lo yachel devarai. If a community has a practice, let's say, not to do malacha erev Pesach, even before Chatzos, you're now to be noyig heter in front of them to be mevatel their minhag. It says lo yachel devarai, because if they are machmer, it's like a nederk for them. Davar acher lo yachel devarai, mikan letamid chacham she'ein mefer nidrei atzmai. From here we see a tamid chacham cannot be made for his own nedarim. Whose opinion is that? We had that earlier. That's the opinion of Ram Gamliel. It's Ram Gamliel. Let's see. Now, what did Ram Gamliel say before? Ram Gamliel, we had before, said, that if she swore she's not going to have Tashra Mita, she's not going to... put on makeup. She's not going to mix his cup. You don't have to be mefer. And Gamliel says you should. Shenemar lo yachal devaroi, and then davar acher lo yachal devar mikam lechachosim matir nidrei atzmai. I guess that we're attributing to Ram Gamliel as well. Let's see the Ran. Last, the first wide line, mishum shenemar lo yachal devaroi mani Ram Gamliel the darsh devaroi loymer dafilu midi she'inoi neder gamar, even saying that's not an outright neder ela diber ba'alma afilu hachi lo yachal kedei shelo yinoi kalas roish b'nedarim gemurim. I think that means like this. The same way Ram Gamliel said that if she made a neder that she's not going to do something she's meshubah to, in order to give value to her word, you should still be made for it. So too, since the community is noig iser and mutter items, it's like a neder, it's like something they're committed to, so you shouldn't be noig in front of them heter. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Now, according to the Chachamim, what did we see? That if a woman doesn't bathe or put on makeup, it's inoy nefesh. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's dvarim beinoy lebeina. Rabbi Yossi holds, tashmish hamita is dvarim shebeinoy lebeina. What about the Chachamim? Do the Chachamim say it's only Dvarim Shebeinu Lebeina, or is it also Inoy Nefesh? That's the $1 million Shaila. Boy minei Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman. Tashmish Hamita L'Rabbana. Relations, according to the Chachamim, Inoy Nefeshu, is it affliction? For example, like makeup? Or bathing, or is it only personal? Amarle. So Rav asked Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said back to you. So we learned in a Mishnah, and we'll pick that up. Meretz Hashem next week. Next week is Erev Shavuos, and Sunday there, I have a shir. Monday, I have a shir. Tuesday. Okay, we have to figure out when we're going to do the blat on next week, okay? Hatzlach Rabba, please join us tonight for an amazing shir on the lumdus of National Shabbos 250. It's a lumdus shir. It's good, geshmak shir. Okay, Hatzlacha, have a good night. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.